Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Victory Monday, January 25th, 2021. And the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. Crank that music now!
But you teach your preacher's class like you're some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to run.
Let's do that one more time. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Victory Monday because the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl.
How are you doing?
How are y'all doing?
Awesome.
That's right, baby. The Kansas City Chiefs win the AFC Championship 38-24. That's right, they played this at Hard Rock Stadium after the Chiefs beat the 49ers, and I hope they play it again down in Tampa when the Chiefs win on the Buccaneers' home field.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
They play this song because all they do is win, win, win.
Put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse because I never been defeated and I won't stop
Jake,
now.
Jake, go, Ludacris,
keep your hands up, get him in the sky for the homies that ain't making my clothes locked down. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiac. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verse will still be serving, like a million birds.
You did
on a college remix, now I'm on the original.
The hell you did.
Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts.
Better count the Chiefs in. They are in.
That is awesome.
I will sit here for 4 hours and just listen to songs about winning.
That is awesome.
I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up,
up.
And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there.
Your hands got to stay there once they go up.
Because all I do is win.
How are you doing? How are y'all doing?
Look, if it sounds like we're having fun, we are.
That is awesome.
As I have told you many times during the last couple of years, to be a sports fan in Kansas City, to be a Chiefs fan right now, these are the good old days. We are living them. We are loving them. And all I know is in 2 weeks, it's Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And I can't get enough.
And they stay there.
That is awesome.
They stay there.
It is awesome.
Because all I do is win, win, win. And if you go in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, hot on the stove.
Oh, yeah, boy.
That is awesome.
System overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old.
How are y'all doing?
38-24.
To my burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up.
Chiefs win.
Bless you, bro. That's what we like the youth in the 80s. Back to back, set a track.
Tables are safe in Buffalo.
Get the trick, jump the track. want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win.
How's everyone doing?
Okay, well, good night. No matter what,
got money on my mind. How's everyone doing? Great. I'm freaking wonderful. Yeah.
Super Bowl! That's how I'm doing.
Yippee-ki-yay, mofo!
It's almost as if...
Jack it off. Jake just went jack it off, Steven.
Jack it off morning.
Well,
I just took it off. Literally, if you're watching on 38 the spot, you just saw me.
I beat you that by about 10 hours, buddy. Here's the deal.
Not okay!
It's almost as if an offense that put up 220 yards and 10 points in the divisional round wasn't quite good enough to go into Arrowhead and win the AFC Championship game. But I mean, what do I know? What do I know? Except for the fact that we mentioned that 40 times last week. The Bills weren't ready for that smoke. Jake is ready for that smoke any time. I could promise you that.
He's always ready.
The Bills were not. And, you know, I'm not – I can't indict an entire fan base, but, you know, I'm over Bills fans. I'm over. I'm over it. And I'm over – now. So now the entire – and who cares what social media says? It is what it is. Apparently I do. How the storyline that they're going to go with – is how dirty the Chiefs are, the cheap shots, and so now the Bills will know next time that the Chiefs play dirty.
Yeah, that's right.
The second time they played them,
right?
Like you know, even if the Chiefs were like, what's that going to do? How's that going to help you score if you realize that?
Well, I see their point because look at all the flags the Chiefs got for dirty hits. Okay.
The how many coaches and players have told you the intensity goes up? Wild card round. Divisional round, championship game. That's what it is. It was too much for them. It was too much for Josh Allen. And the Chiefs gave them the lead. They tried to give them a 10-point lead. They wouldn't take it because they missed their extra point. But early on, think about right out of the box how many mistakes the Chiefs made. Thornhill dropped an interception. There was a three-point play because right after that, the Bills, they settled for a field goal, but they still kicked a field goal that they should not have been able to kick because the ball was in Thornhill's hands. Thornhill, by the way, I thought played a really good game. But ball hit his hands. That should have been a pick, and that would have prevented 3 points. And then when the Chiefs get the ball, Tyreek Hill dropped what would have been a huge gain. And clearly the Chiefs were not going to be stopped by the Bills' defense yesterday unless someone dropped the ball like Tyreek Hill did. So, bam, bam, Thornhill dropped an interception. They get a field goal. Chiefs don't score on their possession because Tyreek Hill dropped the pass. And then Mecole Hardman with his fumbled muffed punt that led directly to 7 points. And so... right there, the Chiefs spotted him 9 points. So here's nine. That didn't help him. That was not nearly enough. And honestly, anyone that ever says Josh Allen is as good or in the same neighborhood, whatever, not even in the same sentence, you should slap the taste out of your own mouth if you ever say that. That Josh Allen is close to being equal to Patrick Mahomes. He is not. Because the playoffs matter. The postseason matters. If you think Patrick Mahomes is great, you're right. But he's even better in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Which somehow is unbelievably fantastic, but so, I mean... If you watch him in the regular season and no one had let you watch any of the playoff games, you know, if you just like woke up from a coma, if you're a, you know, Rip Van Winkle and sleeping for 20 years and you get up like, hey, I'm going to show you all the regular season games for his first 3 years and tell me what you think. And then someone tells you, by the way, he's even better in the playoffs. What the hell did you just say? Oh, I don't know.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
People saying that Patrick, there's no way Patrick Mahomes is going to be close to 100% after going through concussion protocol. And then Ian Rappaport and everyone else trying to scare the hell out of people with their reports yesterday morning. Patrick Mahomes is probably going to have surgery in the offseason, and they put a special insert in his shoe, and the Chiefs are very concerned. And I'm quite sure it's very painful. But if you think that injury was going to prevent Patrick Mahomes, after everything this team's been through, prevent Patrick Mahomes from helping his football team get back to the Super Bowl, you crazy. You crazy. 29-38 for 325 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
You're crazy!
Did he run the ball a whole bunch? No. Did he have to? No. No. He didn't, because he's the best quarterback in football, and he does what he likes. And, oh, by the way, something else I was told, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but I was told the big difference between the first meeting between the Bills and the Chiefs in this meeting was Matt Milano, and he was going to cover Kelsey.
Ooh.
Well, someone let me know when he starts covering Kelsey. If you got my phone number, text me or tweet at me when they start covering Kelsey, because it's getting a little late, because the game's over, by the way. Maybe they meant next year. I don't know what they meant. By the way,
hey, you got a fight and a for your right to Lombardi, baby.
I've been saying it for a year. I've been saying it for 2 years. And I'll say it again. And Jeff Chedea, if you're up listening, I saw you there in your ski jacket and your mask on NFL Network interviewing Tyrann Mathieu. Jeff Chedea working his ass off NFL Network and then getting ready for his appearance with the Border Patrol this week. But let me tell you this. Travis Kelce is the greatest tight end in Chiefs history, and there is anyone else that wants to debate that, I won't even listen to it. I won't even hear it now. 13 catches, 118 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 13 catches, 118 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, 9 catches, 172 yards. Travis, Killer Trav on IG. You guys feel good?
I feel great.
Yeah, good's not good enough.
I tell you what, welcome to being by far the best team in the NFL, because this is what it's going to be like. You're going to have to hear from a lot of fan bases and sour grapes that distract from the point that their team's not as good as yours.
Don't listen to
it. There's no reason to don't pay any mind
smile.
To it, because you're
smile gonna,
that's,
and wave.
That's what happens when nobody can beat you. You smile and go, hey.
And say, hey.
Enjoy that run you had there
good,
in the playoffs.
Thank
that was
God
nice.
That's our quarterback. Thank God that's our coach. Right? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm so glad the Chiefs were able to win that game despite Buffalo's defense figuring out how to cover Kelsey from the earlier matchup. Many,
sarcasm.
Many a pundit.
The following is a smart-ass kind of tone.
Well, Kelsey, he's not going to do that against us.
He's not?
Sarcasm. No, he's going to have 13 catches. So, I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning. If you stayed up too late, I hope we help you get to work or school on time. If you, you know what? I had a wonderful night of sleep. It was medically induced, but so what? You know, it's medication. Sometimes it's good. Just
how are y'all doing?
I needed to sleep, so I'm ready to roll, baby. We have a wonderful show for you, and I don't even care to tell you about our guest right now, because our guest is Patrick Mahomes. Our guest is the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is
our
awesome.
Guest is going back to the Super Bowl, baby. But we will talk. Do we have to talk to Ty Lebo? Did you book him or did he decline?
I booked him so we can berate him on the show like we do every week.
I'd be real careful around him, because right now he's got bragging rights over you. I'd be real careful.
Why? What?
Lebo's got
what happened?
Leaves has the ammunition
for what? He's a Bills fan.
You know
fan?
Exactly. Wait, what?
He's a Chiefs fan. It's all Chiefs, baby.
Todd Lebo
Chiefs all day long for 4 hours here
Chiefs,
today, baby.
Chiefs, like, Chiefs.
Let me tell you something. For Lebo, a Monday after the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and Oklahoma beats Kansas, he's gonna. I would not be surprised if he is a walking eggplant emoji this morning.
Uh oh.
And let me tell you something.
It's quick and easy. Gets a thorough hand job.
That's not what I insinuated, what? But what I'm telling you also
you
is.
You kind of did, though.
Hey, this weekend, I like the way things rolled. Mizzou wins at number 6, Tennessee, and then the
win.
Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl. Let's go. Let's roll, baby. Man, oh, man, is it fun right now. You know what I like? I like sports. I like to watch and talk about sports. This is why. Don't you? Don't you love sports?
I love the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
That's right. I love the NFL, and I love the Chiefs. I love Patrick Mahomes. I could be on this show for 12 hours and never be able to properly express how much I love Patrick Mahomes II.
Champ,
I would never
here.
Find the words.
I'm all about having fun.
Right.
You know, get a
That's
couple
right.
of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate. Whammy!
I think we got a new catchphrase in Kansas City, and it's hey wacky. We got hey wacky. Yo, you didn't hear that yet, Jake. That was how Andy Reid described the 9 points they spotted the Bills. He said, you know, we had a few things go hey wacky on us, which I never heard before, but that is my new word. You know, I think that should be our word. Hey wacky.
The Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24. We'll be right back after this on this AFC Championship Victory Monday on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Rush coming. Mahomes floats it. Wide open, Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. An incredible combination. Mahomes to Kelce, and the Chiefs are running away with it.
Yeah, I mean, those guys just know how to get themselves open. I mean, they're obviously super talented, but they understand our offense to a crazy degree. And so I thought EB and Coach Reed did a great job of designing plays for them to get them open, and they were able to get open in zone or man coverage, and I just got them the ball.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Am I supposed to hear music? Ah. I was very nervous there for a moment.
No program for Steven.
Well,
there you go. There's some music for you.
I'm being scolded. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship game. Back-to-back years. This time they beat the Bills 38-24. And they advance to the Super Bowl down in Tampa to take on the home team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, after they beat the Packers 31-26. The Chiefs were installed as 3.5-point favorites last night. So they are 3.5-point favorites over Tampa. Now, this is going to be, for the most part, today a celebration, having fun, listening to post-game comments, celebrating this football team, the best football team in the world, and one went away from really being able to declare themselves as one of the best football teams ever. If you think about the run that they're on right now, and it ain't over. It ain't close to being over. But we do have to recognize the fact that the Chiefs' excellent starting left tackle, Eric Fisher, ruptured his Achilles last night in the game, and that sucks. That guy has been underrated. He's been an unsung hero for the stability he's been able to offer and protecting Patrick Mahomes. They're just going to have to find a way to win the damn game without him, but that certainly it was crazy because you're watching the Chiefs win the championship game, but as soon as you saw the play, the replay, and when he went down to reach down there in that area of Achilles, I mean, I said, oh no, Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep.
And you just knew there was really no question. And then the shot of, after he was examined, of Andy Reid going over there and embracing Eric Fisher and obviously giving him words of encouragement, you knew. And then Andy Reid spoke about it after the game. But then this morning, before the show started, Ian Rappaport tweeted, as Chiefs coach Andy Reid insinuated, left tackle Eric Fisher tore his Achilles last night and faces a long road of recovery, source said. KC heads to another Super Bowl, but it will do so without its standout offensive lineman. And so the Chiefs can absolutely win this game without Eric Fisher. It just became more difficult. And, you know, this team is not, over the past couple of years, when Eric Fisher has not been in the lineup, the team has not played as well. But this team has overcome so many injuries and so much adversity, especially on the offensive line, where after he went out, you basically got four guys who were projected as backups this year all in the game, but the Chiefs were still moving the football. And the Chiefs will have 2 weeks to prepare for life without Eric Fisher down in Tampa. And so even though it's fantastic and we're all just so thrilled that the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl, that was a gut punch he had to deal with in the midst of all the celebration. Eric Fisher with his Achilles injury gone and will not be available for the Super Bowl. Nate Buchanan.
That was heartbreaking to see that moment where Andy Reid went over to talk to him that you referenced. And you're right, Eric Fisher, I think not only has he been underrated, he's been probably more widely criticized than the average player and more than he deserves because he was the number one overall pick. And he's gone through all that and been a steady presence at one of the most important positions on the field for the Chiefs for his entire career. And it's incredible. You know, a lot of times when you talk about this, I think another testament to how incredible the Chiefs are, usually when a team has a special run, we talk about, boy, they caught some breaks with the injury situation. You know, they didn't have too many injuries. The Chiefs have lost everybody on their offensive line this year at some point in time. And they lost Eric Fisher, the one guy that the one veteran, you know, first choice guy, and they drove right down the field and scored a touchdown the same drive. It's incredible what this team's able to do when it comes to facing a bird. I mean, they lost Patrick Mahomes for a while last week, and they went out and they got the first downs they needed to close out a game. So you're right, they can still win this game, but that is going to be a very difficult matchup against the Bucs because that defensive front for the Bucs won that game against the Packers. With Tom Brady threw three straight interceptions, they kept sacking Aaron Rodgers, and they didn't put up any points, the Packers, after those three turnovers. And that's why the Packers lost that game and why the Bucs won. So that is going to be a very difficult matchup for the Chiefs. But, of course, the Chiefs already faced the Bucs once down in Tampa. We know how that went.
I agree with you to a point about the Buccaneers' defense, but another reason why the Packers lost their game is their coaching staff.
Oof, well, I'll tell you what, okay? Man, right?
The defense that they had out there with a nod to Greg Williams that gave up the touchdown right before halftime,
yeah,
that was god-awful. And that's that. Yeah, your player, King, made several terrible plays, but what the hell was that? And then we don't need to go over this because I really don't care because I wanted the Chiefs and the Bucs in the Super Bowl. And I'm. Who else did any? Was anyone else on the Bucs? All not one of our insiders picked the Bucs, which in retrospect is crazy. But I told you the finish, the correct ending to this story, is Chiefs versus Bucs down in Tampa. And I saw people doing like they were playing a game of Twister, trying to contort themselves into different ways to try to explain how Matt LaFleur, why that was the right decision to kick a field goal. That was one of the worst decisions I've seen in a playoff game. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
You kick a field goal with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback when you're down eight? and you give the ball back to Tom Brady? What the? And I saw someone try to justify it. Well, the justification is that they need to get a stop either way. No, it's not justification. Because if you score a touchdown and tie the game, then you just have to stop them from scoring. The way that went, kicking the field goal, you had to stop them from getting two first downs. That's a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different. Just, Jake, I think you, paraphrasing what you said, thank goodness Andy Reid is our football coach.
Yes.
Because you saw other coaches in this postseason.
Good coaches. Good coaches.
Show their rears when it came down to it and just couldn't wait. Hey, the guy across the field couldn't wait to kick field goals inside the 10 on fourth and short.
Unbelievable.
Couldn't wait to get his kicker out there. If you think that's how you're going to be Patrick Mahomes settling for field goals, and then after the game, that's going to make Buffalo fans feel great. If I had to do it all over again, I'd probably go for one of those. Really? What makes you think that? Sean McDermott?
This playoff has been filled with coaches who wish they had gone for it, and then one coach who went for it with his backup quarterback in the whole season on the line.
More than once he went for it with his backup quarterback. As soon as he put his backup quarterback in, he went for it fourth and one.
Right.
I don't know. Did you guys know that the Packers not only are the best red zone offense this year, but 48 out of 60 trips to the red zone touchdowns is the best in the history of the NFL? Let me repeat that.
Right.
48 touchdowns out of 60 zone trips is the best in the history of the NFL ever.
Look, and those are and that's great stat, but like, you don't even have to get that deep. I ask you, who's the quarterback? You tell me Aaron Rodgers. I'll go for it.
Nope.
Who's the other quarterback? Tom Brady. I'll go for it.
Nope.
How much time's left? Go for it. What's the score? 10. Go for it. Every question you ask me, the answer is go for it. And I'll be honest, those two plays, I thought I had taken a hallucinogen. I thought someone had slipped me something. I didn't know what I was watching on third down. I go, oh, he's going to run it in. I go, what's he doing? I couldn't believe that Rodgers didn't run the ball on third down, and then I couldn't believe they kicked it on fourth. I was like, even like for the few minutes after the game before the Chiefs, like, what just happened? What were they doing? Was it a mistake? Does he not know the score? I have no idea what happened. But it was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps Tampa go to the Super Bowl. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I mean, I'll start looking at film tomorrow. I mean, we're in COVID. We're in COVID protocol, so I can't really do much but celebrate with Brittany and my brother. But I'll be excited to do that tonight. But, I mean, our goal from the beginning of the season was to win the Super Bowl, not to get to it. So I'll be on the film tomorrow.
Jake, Patrick says that their goal is to win the Super Bowl, not to get to it. You understand?
I understand that.
Right. You should. Chiefs win 38-24. We've got Todd Lebo coming up at 7 o'clock, who was on all of the Zoom calls asking questions as Clark Hunt spoke after the game and Brett Veach and then, of course, Andy Reid. And many players. We're going to have post-game reaction from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Sean McDermott and Josh Allen and more. We've got it all for you between now and 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And also besides Todd Lebo, we'll check in with Gary Lezak, who was sending me many text messages, very angry during the NFC Championship game. And so Gary had a fun-filled day of football and texting me. Sam Mellinger will be on the phone with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star. Adam Teicher, who covers the Chiefs for ESPN, will be with us at 9:05. And then Super DJ Derek Johnson will give us his thoughts on the game after watching his former team go back to the Super Bowl. Remember, he banged the drum before the divisional win against the Cleveland Browns. And I thought DJ had some really interesting things to say about that game and about the Chiefs defense and everything else that that he brings to the table with his experience and knowledge of football. So it'll be great to talk to Derek Johnson about this game and get an early preview of what he thinks about the matchup between the Chiefs and the Bucks in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Nate, throw out some give me some of your thoughts of the game, and maybe just not in particular the game, but overall how you're feeling, what it's like to experience Patrick Mahomes and experience the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl for the second consecutive year.
Well, first of all, sometimes I roll my eyes when we do this, but I a genuine thank you to this Kansas City Chiefs team and organization, because this past year has been rotten in so many ways. And this fall and winter have been tough in so many ways. They have been a shining light, a ray of sunshine in our lives this entire time. And they focused. They had to stay motivated. They had to not get complacent. They had to uplift one another and be positive and set an example for all of us as to what it means to overcome adversity and to stay together and stay positive and do great things. And they've made life better, I think, in this town. They've given us some things to hold on to and distract ourselves with and be joyful. So I appreciate that. I'm inspired by this team. Like, I find myself giving my children lessons on life when we watch the games, which I'm sure they love, by the way. But when Mecole Hardman dropped that ball yesterday,
I would go to my room.
Without dinner.
I think Benny wanted to.
I'm just going to my room. I don't need dinner tonight.
Let these damn kids watch the Chiefs?
No, because it is inspiring. And Patrick Mahomes is the front of the line when it comes to the best player on the team that picks everyone else up, you know, that runs over to Mecole Hardman after he drops that punt and picks him up and says, "We're going to need you to make a play later. Keep your head in the game." Not going over to him and go, "Man, I can't believe you screwed that up for us. Can't believe you put us in this situation. Now I got to bring us back from down 9 because you messed up." And not every, I mean, I know guys don't say that out loud, but guys say it with their body language and their eyes all the time in sports.
I don't know. I think some guys may have. I think Aaron Rodgers might have that in him.
I mean, his body language says that all the time.
But I think his words might say that,
and
too.
He might. And it damned if Mecole Hardman didn't go out on the next drive and get a conversion for a first down, score a touchdown, and help the team do some things to win the game. And I said to my son after that, I go, okay, now the Bills get to show what they're made of. The Chiefs just showed for the 1,000th time what they're made of, facing adversity, being down, you know, having made mistakes, whatever, and they showed again that they have the mental fortitude and toughness to come right back and believe in them. They weren't worried for a second, that Chiefs team. And now we get to find out what the Bills are made of. And they didn't show us anything, right? Now, maybe that's just because they're just not as good as the Chiefs. But they certainly didn't show us that they were made of something as special as the Chiefs are. And I'm inspired by the leadership that starts, you know, I mean, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, all the leaders on this team. It is, and the way that Andy
Reid. Wait, hold on, wait a minute. No. What? Oh, Buffalo just kicked another field goal.
Unbelievable.
Are you sure? Sue says they did. Okay, all right then.
And I'll tell you what. They tried to blitz Patrick Mahomes, and every time they did, he would step around the guy blitzing and throw it to somebody for a first down, or he'd have a guy draped all over him, throw it across his body, perfect dime to Kelsey for a first down. The Chiefs blitzed Josh Allen a lot, and he looked like he had no idea what to do with it. I mean, it was the difference in those two quarterbacks yesterday.
Oh, so he looked like he did last week then?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the difference was stark contrast.
I'm sorry. Jake wants me to tell everyone that was a lie. The Bills did not just kick another field goal. I'm sorry.
Well, if they had the opportunity, they would have.
Oh, hell yes. I suggested that the NFL, and Twitter really warmed up to this idea, except for some Buffalo fans did not like it and cursed at me. How dare they? My tender ears and eyes, I suggested that the NFL should force the Packers and the Bills to compete in a field goal challenge at halftime of the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I would definitely watch. You know, like when the Pop Warner teams run out there, have a little game at halftime. Just have them run out there and have the head coaches, have Sean McDermott and Matt LaFleur just opt to kick a field goal in a number of different scenarios and situations. And everyone can clap, like, hey, all right, look at them, they're kicking field goals. And then they can run off the field, and then the Chiefs and the Bucks can finish playing. I'd watch that. I think that would be perhaps a better halftime show than The Weeknd. I don't know. But that's at least my idea. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship game 38-24. The Buffalo Bills, the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl where they will face Tom Brady. Let's find out what the man who had two sacks yesterday, Frank Clark, thinks about playing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
A few weeks back, Chase Young said that he wants Tom Brady. He wants Tom. You have a message for the GOAT headed in the Super Bowl?
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
Jake, Frank Clark said he'll see his ass on Sunday at the Super Bowl.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
We're going to work to get the unedited version because there's nothing wrong with a little ass on this show, huh? Sir. You guys tell me. Right. That's exactly right.
Or a lot of ass.
Frank Clark with two sacks.
Hello. Right.
And credit Frank Clark with the full-length fur coat that he wore.
Yes.
On the field after the game and in a Zoom press conference. After two sacks, you get two sacks in the AFC Championship game in a victory. You can wear whatever the hell you want. And it looks good. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What about that magic word that I just gave Todd Lebo in his ear? Think about that, Jake Gutierrez. We've got Todd Lebo coming up.
Moon River.
Gary Lezak is fired up and ready to roll. We've got, man, oh, man, Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star and Adam Teicher from ESPN, Super DJ Derek Johnson at 9:30. He's going to tackle a couple of our questions. Oh, that's football lingo. And Frank Clark says he's going to see Tom Brady's ass at the Super Bowl. So we're hitting on all cylinders right now.
I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
Todd Lebo joins us right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.